and it extends straight down, and it's all under that line. So the, a number of years ago, a bunch of the landowners decided that they wanted to sell to a developer and work through the city of Sacramento, and the city of Sacramento attempted to do an annexation process. And it was going along just fine for the city of Sacramento, and then the downturn hit. At that point, when the downturn hit, according to the city and the county, an agreement had been reached. They were all ready to go through the whole process, and then the money just ran out. A tax agreement had also been reached between the city and the county with what the county would receive from the city in property taxes for a certain period of time. Fast forward to last year, and the developer came back on board. Six landowners want to sell their pieces of the land, and it would produce about 1,600 homes, units, family dwellings within that handle. The city of Sacramento, on the record, does not want to touch the pan. They've said that numerous times. They've been very vocal that they don't want to touch the pan. We can choose whether that is an accurate statement or not. For right now, it is, as they're not currently chasing after that pan. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, the PAN provides 40% of the general fund for the Recreation Park District. The PAN would also, the business owners inside the PAN right now don't want to switch from county services to city services. They don't want to pay the extra fees for that. And the city would have to put in well over $10.5 million worth of infrastructure to make that work and bring it up to city code.
Wow.
So everybody, including the city right now, is against going after the PAN. Fast forward 10 or 20 years, we don't know. But right now, the city does not want it. The city wants the handle so they can put in 1,600 units. Robles School District is going to put in a new elementary school there. The Enex Center, the East Natomas Educational Center that's already sort of half completed, would be fully completed. That's going to have to be done anyway as we expand under the North Precinct, which is north of Elkhorn Boulevard between Levy Road and 99. And that's coming probably 10 years down the road. So that school's gonna have to be finished. They wanna put in a couple parks. The neighbors surrounding it are looking for bigger land plots for the new homes going in. They're asking for a minimum of 10,000 square feet because Valley Acres, which is just to the east of, I believe it's either Sorrento or Levy Road, are all basically small ranches right now. So they want to make sure that it's not going to be packed in and a lot of people moving in there. They want to see bigger homesteads. That's basically an update. What has happened is back in October, the city requested a meeting with the county and our park district, which we held at the park district, to discuss a tax agreement, which is this page that I handed out first. And this is basically a Reader's Digest version of it. They are saying that right now, undeveloped, we get about almost $22,000 a year in property taxes. From undeveloped land. The park district traditionally gets 1% of property tax comes back to the park district for our general fund. Okay, so if you're paying, as an example, $5,000 in property taxes per year on your home, $50 of that, if you're in the Rio Linda, Alberta service area, $50 of that comes back to our park district. Okay? 1% of $22,000 is roughly $2,200. They're offering us $2,496 a year. This is a five-year plan. Well, that's great because it's just over 1%. Over 5 years, it's $12,500 to the park district. It's a drop in the bucket. It doesn't really help us. So we had that meeting. The district had an attorney there. We tried to come up with different plans and different thoughts. We wanted to maintain the land. That's probably not going to happen because 10 years ago, 12 years ago, this was a done deal. So all they're doing is regurgitating all that information from 12 years ago and bringing it back forward, and the county's all for it. Yes, ma'am.
Except for one little detail. On that 2009 agreement that they decided they want to bring all forward, they did not bring forward the amount of money we would receive.
Actually, it's in there on the red line. They did, it was much more, but at that point they were also taking part of the PAN because what's in the PAN
is commercial.
The city of Sacramento has one of their corporation yards in there, one of their maintenance yards. It's a rather large one right off of Del Paso Avenue. They wanted that as well. They don't want that anymore. So part of the PAN, we're receiving property tax that I'm sure the city does not pay anyway. is...
To itself.
Well, it's coming to us, is one of their maintenance yards.
Yeah.
So there was an agreement in there, and it was much higher back then.
Much higher.
But they've taken all of the pan away and just made this a handle issue. Fast forward again, into this year, the city and the county met, because this was all tabled, so nobody knew what was going on. The city and county met, and the city finally has put their eggs into the basket, and they're ready to proceed. On June 14th, they had a planning commission meeting in the city of Sacramento, where the developer described everything that you're seeing in front of you, and what was going in, and how big the houses were going to be, and how many units they were going to have. And they're really looking at this as a development piece. We're looking at it, the Recreation and Park District, as lost revenue and lost service, a chance to, as a service provider. On a development piece, it's not a bad idea. It will definitely develop some of the land, we'll get two new schools out of the whole thing. It's really going to help the people of the greater Sacramento area. Okay? But the city wants to become their own service provider. The city wants to provide everything, all services in there. Also, just as an FYI, on a safety issue, East Levy Road up at Elkhorn, which is now barricaded off, will remain barricaded off. This will not become a drag strip. Okay, it will still be the longest dead end in the world. You can get access it from Del Paso, you cannot access it from Elkhorn. So if you get down there, then I know that the county, because of what's going on in Rio Linda Boulevard that started today, and in case you haven't seen it or are not aware of it, Rio Linda Boulevard is closed until October between, John, help me.
July 9th.
Marysville Boulevard and Clear Avenue.
Oh, sorry.
The bridge.
Yeah.
So they petitioned to open up East Levy Road so that they can ease some of the access. And the county said no. The city asked for that, the county said no. Now the city will be getting all of that.
City asked for that, the county said no, or county asked for that, the city said no?
No, it's not city land yet.
City's the one who closed East Levy.
Then the county asked for it, the city said no.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, because of all that, it went through planning. It passed on a 10-1 vote through their planning commission. The person who voted against it because of some of the design issues, not because of what was going on. And that was a public hearing, and about 25 people spoke at that public hearing, most in support of the project. I was at that meeting. I chose not to speak. I was waiting for city council. Fast forward to July 3rd, because that's just the best day in the world to hold a city council meeting. They had their city council meeting. They had 15 speakers on it, including myself. A number of them were against the idea because, one, of the increased traffic on Sorrento and East Levy. A lot of the people that are east in the Valley Acres have livestock, have horses. And they ride those horses up and down these streets right now, and that's going to come to an end very quickly when motorized vehicles get up there. So they were concerned about that. They were concerned about the size of the homes. They wanted Sorrento not widened at all, and the city planners want to widen it. So this has been an ongoing issue between the councilwoman in that district and her constituents, and she's sort of at a crossroads with the whole thing. We spoke on being the service provider because this is already established in other areas. Elk Grove, when they became a city, kept the Cosumnes Community Community Services District, and they're still in there providing services for the city of Elk Grove. Rancho Cordova, when it became a city, the Cordova Recreation Park District was still in place and is still providing services for the city of Rancho.
Citrus Heights
is another one, the Sunrise Recreation Park District, which is our neighbor to the east. They're providing services in Citrus Heights. Fulton El Camino is in the city of Sacramento
providing services.
So we brought all those examples forward to the city council. We've informed the city council that, hey, we're already established as a recreation and park district. Let's keep the services with us, which helps us out on the property tax issue as well and doesn't shut us out in the long run. And I didn't say it, but we think we know we can do a better job than what the city of Sacramento is doing right now. I'm the resident of Natomas, and I have yet to see a recreation guide. I have yet to hear of any public recreational activities. If I want to do something or if I want to send my family to something, it's all private. There is very little for the public to do. Part of the reason for that is there's three school districts in Natomas alone, so everybody's fighting with each other in a proper fashion, but I mean, they're all competing for the same recreational dollar. Okay, so we can do a much better job in the city of Sacramento.
And one of the other things that, you know, I don't know if Mike's aware of or not, because Mike's pretty new. He's been here a little over a year now, and very little over a year. About 2 weeks little, over a year. Yes. Anyway, but the city of Sacramento shut down many parks, pools, and everything during the Great Recession that we had. Real Indo Verde Recreation Park District never ever operated in the red, and we did not shut down any of our parks. We did not shut down any of our programs. We did not shut down anything. That alone tells you that we are better. We are more efficient, and I think it's partly because we are smaller. The other thing is that Angela Ashby, at one of the meetings I went to early on in this process, made it clear that they're using the park fee money from this development in the handle to finish the parks that they did not finish in Natomas at Country Club.
And that was said publicly. Yes, sir.
So has the county, the board, already basically told the city they can have it?
No.
So here's where it's going. So at the meeting on July 3rd, the city council voted 7-0 in favor of this, although Councilman Carr of District 8 had some very good questions about who was providing parks and recreation. Councilwoman Ashby responded that when the city, and this isn't quite accurate either, and Fulton El Camino is a good example of this, when the city acquires land, however they do it, when they are given land or they acquire land, they take over all services. And that's not quite true.
Yep.
Because Sac Metro Fire is providing services in Natomas. Sheriff's Department is providing services in Natomas as well. But I wasn't going to challenge her on that. It wasn't our time to speak. She went on record and said that. She went on record and said they would provide all services. And if there's video, she shot me a look at the same time. It was actually pretty cool. The final thing is, once again, she reiterated publicly that they were not going to chase after the pan. The tax agreement, which is part of the handout that I gave you, the very first one, is going to the county supervisor's next board meeting, which is on July 17th. That is the meeting at 9:30 in the morning at the county offices. The challenge with that is all of the county services, all the supervisors and their staffs are on recess until the 16th, which is the Monday. We just found out about this last week. Which gives us very little time to get together with our county supervisors and speak to them. The two supervisors that we have is Sue Frost, which represents basically most of Rio Linda and heading east, but anything west of Marysville out to the highway and south is Supervisor Phil Cerna. So this is actually in his territory. I'm not against development. Supervisor Cerna is definitely not against the development. Development, as I said, would be a good thing if we keep the services in there. We believe that this is going to pass through the county supervisors on a 4-1 or 5-0 vote, and they're going to agree to the tax agreement. Now that step three is taken care of, step four is going to the local agency
Formation Commission,
which is LAFCO, short for LAFCO, long for LAFCO, I'm sorry. So we'll go to the LAFCO Commission, which is an elected commission, of which we know an alternate very well. He sits on the water board, and we're very close with one of the people who are on it. But once again, she's only one vote. We need three to get to LAFCO to not approve it. Some of the things that the city of Sacramento is doing, and they're aware that they're doing it, is one of the LAFCO policies is you cannot have a service district that's on an island. So if the city takes the handle, that pen is sitting all alone. It still belongs to the county, and still belongs to the Rio Linda Alberta Recreation and Park District. And it's sitting there, as they said on one of the Sacramento News channels, it's sitting as its own little government, okay? But it belongs to the county and it belongs to us. That's the island. They can't do that according to LAFCO policy unless a tax agreement and a tax sharing agreement has come to a consensus, all the players involved are in agreement, et cetera, which we're the one player that has the tiniest voice that is solely not in agreement. Did you want to add something?
The only thing I want is what I sent to you this afternoon, and that is that the county has done this before. They behave as though the Rio Linda Alberta Recreation and Park District, which is an independent park district with elected officials, I am one proudly, the county behaves as though they are our master, if you will. they will tell us what to do. And they attempted to do that with Alberta Specific Plan. They've attempted to do that with several other things that our park district has full jurisdiction over. We were elected by you folks to address the park and recreation issues. And so I take exception to this document because it says right here, detachment, Rio Linda Alberta Park, right down there at the, right there. And these are all county things. Well, we're not, the Rio Linda Alberta Recreation Park District is not part of the county. We are an independent park district with elected officials. So from my perspective, the person missing at the table of this agreement is the Rio Linda Alberta Recreation and Park District. And I propose, and I have all along, and our park board is on board with this, is that we don't agree that this is what we're going to do. But we, up until I just thought of this, we haven't had a real thumb on the scale of this. And I think we may have a thumb on the scale.
So, as I said, this was produced and given to us at my first meeting with them. That was back in October. So this has been discussed without us in the room, because I can't believe that the former administrator was involved with any of these conversations and
he
didn't
wasn't.
Forward that information to me when we had 2 weeks together. So, and we talked about this at length. So I forwarded that email along to our attorney. The long and the short of it is, we just wanted to bring all of you up to speed, because I know there's been a lot of rumors flying around. At the end of the day, more than likely, the city of Sacramento is going to get that land, and they're going to develop it. And we're going to be in a tax agreement. It's just a matter of what the percentage is and how many years of tax agreement is going to be good for. The city of Sacramento is also adamant that we are not going to be the recreation provider in there. And in 10 years, when they're floundering, we may open up our arms and say, you need help. We may not. she's a very, very proud person, and I can't blame her. But that's the long and the short of it. On top of what one of my directors is saying, it is county land. We provide the service in the county land, which is why the county forgets about us, because it's their land. We're all living on county land. We are your service provider for parks and recreation, and that sort of slips the bean counters' minds when they're putting everything together, mm-hmm. which is exactly why this happened.
Yeah.
So. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that I can. I'm more than happy to leave you a 2,400-page staff report.
Anybody want to go through that for good reading tonight?
I actually have. It's you need to go to sleep. Have at it. But I thank you for your time. I hope this clarifies any confusion. And if there are any questions, I am fully available to answer them. Give me a call, send me an email. I am at the Recreation and Park District. Charlie's got my number, so does Mary, so does John. I think everybody.
I think it's on the activity guide.
It's on the activity guide. I'm fully available to answer any questions for you. Thank you.
Anybody questions? Thank you, Mike, and thank you very much for doing that and for coming. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Am I allowed to stay?
Yes, please stay.
Am I allowed to ask questions?
Yes.